You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Great to be with you here on this Tuesday. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. We're reviewing fantasy baseball. We've got a DFS lineup to set for you coming up. We'll talk some fantasy football as well, so stay on the grid for that. Davis, of course, we're also following the NHL Stanley Cup Final, where the Tampa Bay Lightning are definitely going to keep things interesting at the very least against the Colorado Avalanche, a young prospect in Major League Baseball called up as well. And we're on the precipice of the NBA draft on Thursday. And Davis, I guess kind of a rare scenario where we kind of think we know who the first pick in the draft is going to be. But I don't know that we have an absolute indication. That could change over the next day or two.
Well, there was some huge movement in the markets yesterday. Now, obviously, the NBA draft markets are not very liquid, very similar to the NFL draft markets, but with less of a total handle and less people betting on them, right? Like, pretty much everyone who's got a FanDuel account is getting something down on the NFL draft just because it's fun. Kind of happens at a dead time in the sports calendar. The end of the NBA season. Baseball is not quite there yet. The NBA draft, a little bit different. People are not really actively thinking about the NBA draft because it happens so close, but we saw a huge move. Paolo Banchero moved from, I believe, 25-1 to 4-1 to be the number one overall pick. Jabari Smith, the guard, his odds shifted quite a bit. Does look like Oklahoma City is pretty locked in on Chet Holmgren at 2. But again, that they could trade that pick. There are rumors that the Trailblazers want to get up higher in the draft. There's rumors that Lu Dort might be traded. Now we have this Kyrie Irving thing hanging. So honestly, who knows, right? Who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot could happen over the next couple of days for sure. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. Tampa Bay with a big win last night over Colorado, and they defend their home ice. So we head to a game 4 with definitely very much up in the air as to who would win the Stanley Cup final, which is what we like. The Yankees, first team to win 50 games as Gerrit Cole dominates. He almost pitched a no-hitter last night as well. O'Neill Cruz gets the call up on Sunday for the Pirates. What does he do? Hits one of the hardest hit balls on the team this season, and Pittsburgh responds with a 12-1 win. Magic versus Rockets announced as the first game of the NBA Summer League, no doubt. But Davis, let's go back to baseball here for a minute. Yankees have a really nice game yesterday. Anthony Rizzo homers off Shane McClanahan. Gerrit Cole almost pitching a no-hitter yesterday, but everyone buzzing, of course, about O'Neill Cruz. And for people who drafted him, Davis, early on and have been stashing him and holding him in fantasy leagues, I think the time is now to start getting him into your lineup. Just a massive guy, 6'7", shortstop, could run, hit, throw. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I saw a tweet yesterday that in his very first game, O'Neill Cruz already had the fastest sprint speed of any Pirate. I believe he got up to, it was like, He got to first base in like 3 point something seconds or whatever. It was the fastest that any Pirate has done. He also hit the hardest exit velocity of any Pirate this season. I mean, and you just can't really get more intriguing than a 6'6 shortstop. Like, what does that even look like? How does that even function? I don't know. It's crazy to me, but I'm very glad he's up. Excited to have, you know, some reason to follow, pay attention to what's going on with the Pirates. I believe they batted him sixth yesterday. So we can't be doing that anymore. He's got to be three for the rest of the year. Let's dispense with the pleasantries. And yeah, the Lightning came out last night, and they did not look like a team that wanted to get licked on home ice. Colorado did score first, and then had a goal waved off for the guy was just a hair offside when he played the pass into Valeri Nishkinen. So, you know, look, I mean, nothing easy. I honestly would prefer, you know, nice little 6-game series anyway. So no harm, no foul with the Lightning and the Avalanche.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, look, Davis, I think at this point, it's fair to say, and I think you mentioned it yesterday, and it's really true, like the series don't really start until a team goes on the road and wins a game. And if Tampa Bay wins the next one, you know, very well could see this thing going deep, maybe 6-7 games.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of function the same way as the NBA, where we say the series doesn't start until a team loses a home game. I would imagine that the Avalanche are going to come out a bit more inspired in Game 4. I think there was a little bit of complacency. I mean, you're up 2-0, you just beat this team 7-0. They were trying to fight with you guys at the end. And someone did remind me that the Lightning also did do this against the Rangers. I believe it was Game 3 against the Rangers. There was a big fight after that game. So, you know, I mean, it's I guess maybe they're just a team that like to scrap. Of course, they have Patrick Maroon, who is a transplant, played one season for the St. Louis Blues the years they won the Stanley Cup. And he's a big time enforcer. You know, he is there to chip away at these guys. And the Avalanche don't really have anyone like that. You know, they don't really have like any fourth line grinders. That they're mostly pretty skilled, right, you know, Scandinavian type guys. So just kind of an interesting little throwback there.
Yeah, definitely so. Looking forward to seeing Game 4 for sure in Tampa Bay. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, a little fantasy football discussion. Best ball season fully underway. Usually Mondays and Tuesdays here on the show, we dive into some debates. Today, we're taking a look at rookies versus veterans as training camps are set to begin.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In about a month from now. Then we'll dive into a full slate tonight in Daily Fantasy Baseball, so get out your DraftKings apps coming up. We're going to help you set a lineup this evening. Really good selections, by the way, from Davis last night. Corbin Burns, a monster game for Milwaukee on the mound. So who's he going to pitch tonight? We'll find out. We got Fantasy Reality, the Sports Grid 60 on this Tuesday. It's Davis and Craig with you, as always, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. And we'll have a lot more right after this quick break. So stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always fun to talk about changing of the guard in fantasy football, and very much happens at pretty much every position, and then more so, Davis, at wide receiver. I guess the hard part about it is sort of identifying when it's time to get off a player, and the player that I always like to talk about here on the show, and it happened over the last couple of years, is Julio Jones, right? Like, you knew that there was like an ending time for him, and you have to identify, but sometimes it's not that easy. And sometimes you have to, you know, kind of read between the lines as, in terms of some of the reports, see how players are going. I think the opposite of that would be a guy like AJ Green, who, you know, I thought last year was completely done, but actually was viable for a few games for the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, those are higher level guys. Today we're going to kind of dive into maybe some players sort of on the fringe here and see kind of how it works out for them moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I think that's kind of why it's helpful that to have some heuristics while you're drafting and to have profiles of players that you like, profiles of players that generally do not beat their production, and just in general, I would prefer to be a year early on fading a guy than a year too late. So, you know, a lot of my teams are going to have lots of guys who are very young, lots of rookies. Another big heuristic for me is just don't draft guys who are already injured. Now that's more true for seasonal managed leagues than it would be for best ball because of the way that best ball scoring works. You know, the points at the end of the season just count for a lot more. For example, you know, Chris Godwin, he might be on the designated for return IR for 9 games, but he also might be the highest scoring wide receiver in fantasy from weeks 10 to week 17. And that's a totally different value proposition in best ball than it is in, you know, for example, the FFPC main event. So definitely important to know kind of which format you're playing.
Yeah, no question. And I think that's important. And today we're going to go through an exercise on some potential players that you would consider on the veteran side versus the younger side. And hopefully there's some fun debate here back and forth on a couple of the players. Let's start with the Washington Commanders. Davis, naturally, their wide receiver position is pretty much up in the air after you get through Terry McLaurin. It ain't great, that's for sure. Curtis Samuel has been more or less an underachiever, wherever he has been, Carolina, Washington. And then you have Jahan Dotson, obviously a newer name for some folks out there as well. So, you know, kind of how do you identify this? Because clearly I would think that the quarterbacking situation would be a little bit better than it was last year. I don't know how much better, but it's got to be a little bit better with Wentz coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Carson Wentz was pretty, pretty bad last season. And I guess the quarterbacking situation for the Washington football team was also quite bad. Carson Wentz threw for 3,500 yards in 17 games last season, 27 touchdowns. Really, though, the only viable pass catcher on Indianapolis was Michael Pittman Jr. He had 1,082 receiving yards. This is insane. You're not going to believe this stat when I tell you. No one else on the Indianapolis Colts had more than 384 receiving yards. So it was Michael Pittman Jr. and then a bunch of guys that were completely unusable for fantasy. You know, Zach Pascal, T.Y. Hilton, Ashton Doolin, Paris Campbell. You know, part of that was because those guys themselves were also dealing with injuries, but partly just because Wentz has a hard time making throws. And the way I think about this situation is I pretty much know what Curtis Samuel is going to be unless he is used in the same role that he was his final season his third season in Carolina, where he was being used as a running back. So his final season in Carolina, 200 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 851 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns as a whole. He was pretty good, especially to end that year. but he is now entering into his age 27 season. Did not, barely got on the field at all last year. So I'm going to go Dotson here. He was the 16th overall pick. I don't love him. Both of these guys are super cheap in drafts right now, but I have a sense of what Curtis Samuel is going to be. And by the way, with Antonio Gibson and JD McKissic there, I don't really see him being that kind of third down role at all. So I gotta side Dotson here.
All right, let's move over in another discussion for the New York Giants. And obviously there's basically not even a number one wide receiver there unless you consider Kenny Golladay, that guy. Is Kenny Golladay still in New York, by the way? Did they cut him or is he still on the team?
Yeah, Kenny Golladay's still there. He makes a lot of money. 4 years, $72 million contract. So he's not going anywhere. He is definitely on the team.
Okay, so assuming that Golladay needs some help, it would seem to me that most people are going to be watching this, Davis, and go, there's no debate here. Kadarius Toney, first-round pick from the New York Giants at the University of Florida. And then we have Wandale Robinson, who I know nothing about, so you'll have to educate me on him. And is there even a debate to be had here? If so, I'm guessing there is, or we wouldn't be talking about it.
I mean, I actually like both of these guys. I mean, Kadarius Toney was a first-round pick last season. He definitely showed some very intense flashes against the Cowboys. He had 10 receptions and 160 yards, looked like a guy capable of maybe being, kind of an Odell Beckham-type rookie year impact, of course, hearkening back to the last great Giants wide receiver. But, what are we already hearing about Toney? He's late to practice. He's always dinged up. The coaches don't love him. This is a new coaching staff, a new front office, not the coaching staff and front office that drafted him. So if he's not willing to put in the work, they have no allegiance to him. Whereas Wandale went way ahead of the NFL draft where he was being mocked. People kind of thought he would be a third round, fourth round pick. The Giants selected him with the 56th overall pick. Kadarius Toney going right about pick 95, pick 100 in best ball drafts right now. Wandale going like 160, 165. And there is a lot of interest in this Giants offense because, of course, Brian Daboll is the guy who fixed Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen was horrible as a rookie, and people are kind of projecting him to be able to do the same thing for Daniel Jones. The Bills were one of the pass-heaviest teams in football. The Giants with, Wandale, Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Kenny Golladay, Saquon Barkley is the pass-catching running back. They should also be fairly pass-heavy. So I like both of these guys. I definitely would prefer to take Toney. I think Toney has more upside, especially this season, but I think they're both good at their cost.
All right, and finally, let's move on to a very clear line in the sand here between a veteran and a rookie. Now, in the past, I mean, basically going into this season, no debate. I mean, Robert Woods is a strong wide receiver too on every fantasy football team. But look, there's been a changing of the guard in Los Angeles. They moved him to Tennessee. Unfortunately, a place where wide receivers outside of Brown, they sort of fall apart here, honestly, Davis. Traylon Burks, clearly a very high draft pick. I have a feeling I know which way you're going to go here, but what is it about the Titans that in 20 years, 30 years, they're basically only producing one great wide receiver per 10 years? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get why they're not kind of getting with the program of the rest of the NFL. So teams are trying to get like really good fourth wide receivers, and the Titans are struggling to find one. I did think it was a smart piece of business to trade the pick to get Robert Woods. That is a much cheaper way to find a good wide receiver than trying to pay one in free agency or trying to draft multiples of them. I mean, I definitely have Burks here. Robert Woods is entering into his age 29 season, coming off the torn ACL. He is already back at practice, back in minicamp, so that is definitely a good sign. But Traylon Burks was a guy I really loved coming out of Arkansas anyways, and I think he landed in a pretty good situation for himself. The concern at this point is Burks has been unavailable in minicamp. He's dealing with complications from asthma, which is not something I remembered reading about him. Now, granted, he has played high-level college football for three seasons and didn't miss any games. But, I mean, it feels like a weird thing to be unavailable for asthma at minicamp as a rookie.
All right. Well, hopefully that'll get itself, worked out for sure, because the Titans, kind of going through a transition period, of course, with, new guys there and, obviously a lot of running with Derrick Henry going into the season as well. All right. Coming up next, a big evening slate in Major League Baseball.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A few of the right guys yesterday. We'll see if we can do it again. Davis is ready to give you his DFS lineup for this evening. So get out those apps on your tablets or your phones for DraftKings. We'll help you set a lineup coming up next for Tuesday night in Major League Baseball. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And we're back in just a few minutes after this short message. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's time for us to set a lineup tonight in Daily Fantasy and Major League Baseball. And Davis, some nice selections yesterday. Corbin Burnes with a great start for the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll see if we can do it again tonight. What does the slate look like to you this evening?
Well, we got an absolutely massive one here. We have a 13-game slate tonight on DraftKings. So almost every team is playing. Of course, we have loads of aces going. Nestor Cortez, Kevin Gausman, Dylan Cease, Sean Manaea, Zach Gallen. Although Gallen has gotten touched up a little bit his last few starts. And, you know, always kind of appreciate these massive giant slates that do not have a Coors game on them. I don't really think we are going to see one offense be overwhelmingly popular over another. You know, even some of the really good teams on the slate, like the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees, and of course the Toronto Blue Jays, some of these best offenses, they have either difficult or just not difficult matchups, or just run totals that are not as high as you would expect. So just kind of sets up to give us a lot of interesting decisions.
All right, so let's see if we can make those decisions for you tonight. The San Diego Padres and Chicago White Sox basically going to be without a couple of their players tonight. We know Manny Machado, Davis, is going to miss time for the Padres, although he won't go on the injured list. Sean Manaea is priced at 9,000 tonight. Dylan Cease is priced, you know, I think also pretty high here in terms of what you expect from him. They'll be out without Yoan Moncada. But, you know, honestly, Moncada hasn't really been a big contributor for the White Sox this season. So let's go through the choices here. Manaea and Cease.
Yeah, Manaea is having, I mean, one of the best stretches of his career. He did get beat up against the Cubs in his most recent start, only made it through 4 innings, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, did give up 2 home runs in that game. If I remember that game correctly, I believe that was at Chicago. I believe it was a bit of a Wrigley Wind game, but before that, mowed down the Mets, mowed down the Brewers, had a decent start against Pittsburgh, and his ratios look really good. You know, his whip is only 1.1, more strikeouts than innings, and of course, you know, as we talked about with Yu Darvish yesterday, it didn't work out. Darvish struggled a little bit against the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they are, I mean, that is just a really good matchup to have right now. And the Diamondbacks are already in the part of the season where guys are hurt and they're calling up guys who are the bottom end of their 40 man. So they are definitely a good matchup right now. I think our decision for second starting pitcher, it has to come down between the guys going in the Toronto and Chicago White Sox game, between Cease and Gausman. And for whatever reason, I just cannot trust Kevin Gausman. I don't know what it is. And I know he's putting together quite a good sample of results right now, but I'm siding with Cease here. 2.91 ERA, 97 strikeouts, you know, in a pretty limited inning sample. He hasn't been getting very deep into games, but he has been generating the strikeouts. So we got to 26 DraftKings points in only 5 innings against Detroit, 8 strikeouts against the Dodgers in only 4 innings. I mean, that's pretty tough to do against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, you know, and I also think that just how right-handed the Toronto Blue Jays are does hurt them in a spot like this. Like last night, Raimel Tapia batting 6 for the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, I'm going to keep hammering this until they make some moves, because it just feels like we know too much about baseball with how important the platoon advantage is to be running out these 8 right-handed lineups against right-handed starters. But I mean, I guess that's the team that they have. So I'm siding with Cease over Gausman right now.
All right, fair enough. So Cease and Manaea are the starters tonight. Let's go through the offensive players to choose from. We'll start off at catcher, and Salvador Perez is priced at $4,900 for the Kansas City Royals. Josh Bell, one of the very few bright spots for Washington. He's actually been pretty good this year, $3,500 for him. Brendan Donovan at second base is priced at $3,700 tonight. Josh Donaldson of the Yankees, $3,900. And then Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets, he is priced, Davis, at $4,200 tonight.
Yeah, so starting off with Salvador Perez, I mean, the Royals are not very good, but Perez is just kind of doing what he always does. He has very good power, very low strikeout rates against left-handed starting pitchers. He's still striking out a ton against right-handed starting pitchers, because as Perez has aged, all he cares about is hitting dingers, right? That's really the only thing that's on his mind as he heads to the plate. And Detmers is not a big strikeout guy anyways. Josh Bell is, you're right, I mean, really one of the only reasons you would have as a Nationals fan to go to a baseball game right now would be, I guess, to watch Josiah Gray pitch, or to watch Josh Bell try and hit home runs against bad starting pitching, which is what Jordan Lyles is. Lyles does not generate any strikeouts. And, you know, again, I also just love taking switch hitters in daily fantasy baseball, because what does that mean? It means that they're going to have the platoon advantage for the entire game. That's a hard thing to control for when projecting these games. Like, what is the opposing team going to do with the bullpen? You know, if you take Anthony Rizzo for the Yankees and Rizzo gets loogied, well, I mean, then you just have to live with those consequences. They can't do that to Josh Bell. And just anytime you can get a guy at 3,500 with an isolated slugging north of 180, I think that is a pretty good spot. The Cardinals, as we talked about yesterday, I mean, they just keep scoring runs. They have this matchup. How is Chichi Gonzalez a major league pitcher right now? Like, how did the Brewers, who have all these talent, you know, they have all these guys, Burns and Woodruff and Peralta and like all these dudes, how is Chichi Gonzalez making their rotation? I don't understand it. The Cardinals are going to be very popular tonight. Edmund, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Gorman, Yepez. But Donovan has been batting second, which was not projected when he got called up. I think that our NFBC main event team, I think we won him off of waivers for $37 out of 1,000, if I remember correctly. But Nolan Gorman went for like 350, right? Because Gorman is the power guy, but Gorman has been batting fifth or sixth. They have been DHing him some because obviously they want his bat in the lineup. But good run spot there for Brandon Donovan, so feeling good about him. Donaldson, just very simple. I mean, he's 3,900 against a left-handed starting pitcher. I don't care. Could be Clayton Kershaw. Could be was Satchel Paige a lefty? I don't think he was. Doesn't matter. He could be against anybody, any lefty of history. And I'm taking him at 3,900. Guy for his career just absolutely destroys left-handed starting pitching. And then Francisco Lindor. I just like why the guy is 4,200. I mean, what? I don't understand this. Like, I don't know. It's something they must have been the DraftKings algorithm thought they were going against a different starting pitcher or something. But I mean, Francisco Lindor, he's hitting 240. He's got 11 home runs. The Mets are scoring runs. He's just doing everything. He's got 8 stolen bases. He's got some triples. Like, it feels like the easiest play of the night is Lindor here.
Yeah, another decent option is Luis Guillorme, the Mets, too, because I think Jeff McNeil may be out, and Guillorme is very cheaply priced tonight on FanDuel. And as far as the Brewers go, Davis, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Woodruff has been hurt. Peralta has been hurt. Aaron Ashby went on the injured list. Like, they're running out of guys. I mean, I don't know. Like, should they have somebody better than that guy? Yes, probably, but still, like, really thin as far as starting pitching is concerned. All right, let's go to the outfield, and tonight we'll start off with Giancarlo Stanton, who is closing in on 5,000, Brad Miller, and then I love this pick of Michael Harris, who has been really dynamic for the Braves, always seems to get on base, plays good defense, and I don't know how the Braves keep doing this, Davis. They just keep finding guys, keep plugging them in, keep going along.
Yeah, I mean, your buddy, Anthopoulos, I mean, it just feels like he is building an absolute juggernaut. You know, Ronald Acuna Jr. misses 6 weeks, no problem. Ozzie Albies breaks his hand, no problem. You know, we're Adam Duvall, we're platooning him in the outfield with this guy, Michael Harris, who no one's ever heard of. And really, I was just looking at the Braves lineup because one of the guys who I really like to target with left-handed batters is Anthony Descalfani, who's really good against right-handed batters. You know, he's got that sinking action on his fastball that just gets lots and lots of weak grounders from right-handed batters. But left-handed batters for Descalfani's career have absolutely teed him off. When he used to pitch for the Reds and he was starting a game at Great American Ballpark, it was like, I mean, you're just smashing. I mean, dude, Michael Chavez, doesn't matter. Just get left-handed bats against him because he's given up 2 home runs per start at Great American Ballpark. But the Braves don't really have a ton of lefty guys outside of Matt Olson, who I thought was just a little bit pricey. But Michael Harris Jr., he does bat ninth, so it's not like a total slam dunk play here. But he's sitting there, 3,100, and he's just playing very well. So we have him in there. Brad Miller, just a guy. I think we talked about him last week, where guy absolutely kills you if he's on your seasonal fantasy baseball team, doesn't play enough, low batting average, so you're not getting counting stats. So perfect example of a guy to take advantage of in DFS because all you're playing him for is, 1-for-4, 2 strikeouts, 1 home run. And Kyle Gibson, a guy I like to target because I don't think he is anywhere near as good as the results he has been getting for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Stanton and Judge, by the way, I think are both phenomenal plays tonight because the Yankees are not really going to be that popular against Fleming, the lefty, because he's like a decent starting pitcher. It's not like the guy is bad, but just imagine you're a left-handed starting pitcher and you have to get through Donaldson, Judge, and Stanton. It's like I'm standing there on the mound like just cursing. Like, how is this the team that these guys have going together? It looks so frustrating to pitch against. But I've been meaning to bring this up to you on the show. We're almost out of time here. Joey Gallo changed his batting stance 2 weeks ago. 4 home runs since then. Batting average above 300. Guy turned a corner. We're feeling good about Joey Gallo again.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, nothing will be proven until the postseason for the Yankees. They could win 110 games and it won't make any difference. But, I mean, look, Rizzo from the left, Gallo from the left, Judge from the right, Donaldson from the right, Stanton from the right. I mean, the lineup's incredible. But is it built to win the World Series? We're going to find out in October again with the Yankees. They're cruising toward the postseason, no question. All right, coming up.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Next, time for a little fantasy or reality. Kyrie Irving is in the headlines. Feels like every team's fan base wants him but doesn't want him. Will he actually be in Brooklyn next season? We'll hit on that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Make sure you are following us on social media, on Twitter. It's very easy to do, at Sports Grid or at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. Of course, all of our shows and hosts are posting content there. Not to mention, if you have a question for us on fantasy or reality, make sure you hit us up and ask us the question. If we like it, we will use it on the show. And Davis, naturally, we got fantasy reality coming up, but another big name on the PGA Tour. I mean, I guess a former big name on the PGA Tour leaving to go play on the LIV tournament. And really interesting because there was that battle back and forth with Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. And Brooks had some, you know, not nice comments not all that long ago about folks leaving the PGA Tour for the LIV Tour. And here we are. Brooks Koepka is the next one.
Brooks Koepka is indeed the next one. I mean, I don't really think the PGA Tour in terms of the actual golf is going to miss him. He's only won once since 2019. Brooks has repeatedly said, you know, I don't care about playing the Travelers Championship, which is this weekend. You know, he just cares about the majors. As of right now, LIV guys are allowed to play in the majors. We will see how long that lasts. My guess is behind closed doors, the PGA is putting a lot of pressure on the PGA, on the US Open, on everyone there. But this definitely does matter from a viewing audience perspective. You know, the viewership numbers came out for the U.S. Open. We had this amazing finish, Zalatoris and Scheffler and Fitzpatrick battling until the bitter end. And viewership was down, you know, way less than, for example, Phil Mickelson winning the PGA Championship. And I think my worst fears are starting to be realized, Craig, which is we're just going to have two golf tours, neither of which are watchable, right? Which is just the stone worst thing that could have happened for fans of golf such as myself.
Would be a bummer for sure. All right, let's hit some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, the NBA draft's coming up on Thursday. Kyrie Irving, according to published reports, you know, may be falling out of favor with the Brooklyn Nets. You know, also fell out of favor with Cleveland, fell out of favor, you know, seemingly with a lot of different scenarios too. And so the fan bases are kind of up in arms. You see like this division, ironically, you know, usually when a player like this of this stature, Davis, is available, every fan base usually runs to say, let's go get the guy. I'm seeing both sides for a lot of places, New York and Miami and Minnesota and a number of different places. But I don't know. Let's dive in a little deeper here, because the draft is Thursday. Going to be much easier to trade him before Thursday than after, that's for sure. Fantasy reality, Kyrie Irving will leave the Brooklyn Nets this offseason.
Yeah, you know what? I have reality. So I think that this is a reality for a couple reasons. The first being, I think that the relationship has soured between Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, which was the reason why they were there in the first place. Because make no mistake, if Durant was like, Kyrie, I love you, you're my guy, you know, I need you, I can't win without you, we would not be hearing this, right? If Durant was 100% full in, stamp of approval on Kyrie, we would not be hearing this. And then the other reason is, there are destinations for him, right? The Lakers want him. The Clippers have been looking for a point guard the entire time they've had these guys. And there are plenty of teams with cap space to make this work as the third team. Oklahoma City, Orlando, Houston, you know, they're Indiana. Plenty of tanking teams that can do it and pay a good price in order to do it. But the other thing is, Kyrie just loves chaos. This guy is the Joker. I mean, that's really what, like, I think Kyrie just kind of enjoys that, the headlines. Like, I just think he kind of just enjoys the chaotic nature of being a superstar in the NBA. So just kind of reading the tea leaves, it does feel like there's enough ways mechanically for this to work that it will happen. So I have reality here.
You know, I kind of want to agree with you, but then part of me says, like, where in the world does Brooklyn go from here if they you know, trade Kyrie Irving? I mean, you could make the argument over the last, like, couple months of the season, he was their best player when everything got sorted out with the COVID protocols. Ben Simmons, still a question mark. You know, Kevin Durant, probably still the best player in the NBA, but he needs some help. I don't know what that would look like, Davis, if Kyrie Irving went to Los Angeles to play with the Lakers, or he went to Miami to play with the Heat. Would Kyle Lowry be a player then would go back to Brooklyn? I don't know. I'm going to say fantasy. I think Brooklyn's got to get this figured out. I think they got to keep him. If he is the Joker, by the way, what is James Harden at this point? I'm not even sure. The Riddler? I got fantasy. I think that Kyrie somehow, they find a way to work this out and stay in Brooklyn. I'll probably be wrong on that one. All right, Neil Diamond the other day shows up, sings his key song, Sweet Caroline, of course, at Fenway Park. You know, naturally, there's a lot of different songs that are sung at different parks and football stadiums, baseball stadiums. We see this all over the country. Davis, I would ask you, in terms of your memory, you know, kind of search back the last 20 years of sports, Sweet Caroline, Fenway Park is the best song tradition in baseball.
I mean, it's got to be. I can't even think of another fan base in baseball that that is particularly close. And I know, like, I'm sure the Giants have their thing and the Yankees have their thing. And I don't know, do the Rays have people show up to their games? Maybe they do, too. But I think for baseball, if you are just containing it to the sport of baseball, it's right. Got to be a reality. You know, everyone knows that this is happening. In terms of, like, best song traditions, I would definitely give it to I mean, there are a couple in, like, European soccer. I am partial to the Viking clap that the Iceland national team does after all of their games. I think that would be one of the things you'd see in person and you'd be like, wow, like, I think the hairs on the back of your neck would stand up. But yeah, in terms of baseball, I mean, look, it's been immortalized in film. You know, the Red Sox are the super pop. I mean, it's not even close. It's got to be a reality.
Yeah, there's a lot. A good one in football, you know, Renegade, yeah. They play at the Steelers games too. There's a lot of good ones. I got fantasy here. I got fantasy because I'm just going to go strictly off the question. The best singing tradition in baseball is a different guest every night singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. I got that ahead of Sweet Caroline in the seventh inning. Got to do it. Got to have it. Always fun to have a different celebrity, a different guest. I got Fenway at number two, but I think what they do at Wrigley is fantastic, whether it is Bill Murray or you know, just some celebrity in the area. They always have them doing it. They show up on television for a few minutes. They talk, and especially during the day games that they have there too. So I got fantasy. I got Take Me Out to the Ball Game, number one in Wrigley Field. All right, so this was really interesting in Hong Kong. There was this huge restaurant boat. I believe it was called the Jumbo. The biggest boat restaurant in the world in Hong Kong happened to be. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, it sort of lost some steam. And they have tugged that big boat out of Hong Kong. It was featured in Godzilla, the movie Godzilla, a lot of other movies as well. Basically, just picture your massive cruiser that's an actual restaurant. That's what this was. That's why we're talking about it here today. So, Davis, I would ask you, look, there's a lot of different options for this, but have either of us been on one of these? Fantasy reality? Davis, you have eaten on an old boat turned restaurant.
This is a fantasy. I've never eaten on an old boat turned restaurant. The closest I could get to this is I have gambled in a riverboat casino. So the casino is turned, it's an old boat. It's remodeled. It's remanufactured. They had one of these in Kansas City. Honestly, a gross place. The Isle of Capri Casino. Not a great one, but I've done it there. I've done it down in New Orleans. We went to a riverboat casino, but I've never eaten on one. So I've played cards, blackjack, you know, done the whole thing on the riverboat casino, but I have never sat down to a sit down meal at an old boat turned restaurant, which I think the reason for this should be evident, which is I live in a landlocked state. So the options for doing this here in the Midwest are certainly few and far between, you know, not a ton of water to turn old boats into restaurants.
Yeah, this is, it's kind of a fantasy for me, although there was a warship, I believe in New York, over on the Chelsea Pier, if I'm not mistaken, that they have events there where you can eat, but it was not a restaurant per se. It's like kind of a museum, I think, at this point. So I don't know if that qualifies. So the answer is no to that. I have eaten at a place that they turned a airplane hangar into a restaurant in South Florida here. There's one of those called Anthony's Runway 84. But as far, and believe it or not, look, I'm surrounded by water, Davis, here in Florida. I live literally 5 minutes away from the water. I live all the way east. But no, I have not eaten. I don't think I have eaten at an old boat turned restaurant. But you're right, like those little cruises that they send you out there for a few hours and they send you back. I think that's probably the furthest that I've come.
Yeah. I've done, I guess, kind of like the inverse of this. I've eaten at like the very top of like a super tall building in downtown Chicago, the water tower they have. If you go all the way up to the top, you know, they have like, I think you pay $10 and you get into the bar and you have this view or whatever, but we've eaten dinner up there, which is kind of more my speed anyway. I'm more of like a city guy than an ocean guy. Again, landlocked. My whole life, born in Kansas, raised in Kansas, moved to Missouri. I've been to the ocean. I've been in the ocean, but just in general, I'm not crazy about water. I would never. I don't think I would ever for myself choose to go on a cruise. Doesn't sound that fun to me. Also, I think weirdly enough, I think watching all of Lost made me kind of afraid to fly over open water for so long. You know, like that, I think that's kind of gotten into the back of my, I'm just not crazy about water. Not for me.
Well, Florida's not your spot then. No. That's for sure. Definitely not your spot. Definitely the case. I will tell you that I haven't been on a cruise in a number of years, Davis, but that is definitely, I don't know like how you'd feel about going on one, just, you know, given everything that's happening. It feels like that's definitely a big part that got hurt by the pandemic for sure. Yeah. But David, it is a highly recommended event by me. If indeed things are normal and you feel good about it, because it is literally like food all the time. Not on a huge cruiser, not seasick. Like there's nothing like that is usually happening, and it's a great getaway. I mean, I do recommend it, but now I'm not sure. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's another one of those things. I read this long essay from David Foster Wallace called A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again, which was about going on one of those huge luxury liner cruises. Mm-hmm. And he painted it in such a way that I was like, I think that will just color my perception of cruises forever. And I will never, like, I won't be able to go back and be like, oh yeah, you know, I can go and roll. And I guess basically like my honeymoon going to, we're going to Jamaica. I mean, it's basically a cruise, except you're just landlocked, right? It's the same thing. It's just eating and drinking and sitting by the pool all day.
That's pretty much it. Wouldn't we all like to do that right now? For sure. In fact, our producer, Brett Levy, is going to go on a honeymoon soon. He got married over the weekend. He's back with us here today. I wish, you know, we had a whole fantasy of reality on Brett's wedding. I haven't even heard anything about it. So we got to take a break, though, here on the show. Coming up next, we got the Sports Grid 60. And then 2 o'clock Eastern, I'll be back with you here for another edition of Newswire. We got Dan Wallach coming on the show today, our contributors from the Sporting News and Legal Sports Report. So hopefully you stay on the grid for that. Also, tomorrow on the show, we'll take a deeper dive here on Fantasy Sports Today into the 2022 NBA Draft, which is coming up on Thursday. We'll take a look at the latest odds, some potential players who could go first, see if we can get that trifecta order, 1, 2, 3, coming up on Thursday night. We'll take a quick break here on FST. Up next, we got the Sports Grid 60, and then the early line takes over after that.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We have some breaking news in the NFL, and Davis will tell you all about it in today's Sports Grid 60.
The USA Today is reporting that the plaintiff's attorney in the case against Deshaun Watson, he announced that all cases against Deshaun Watson, with the exception of four, have been settled. To quote, We are working through the paperwork related to those settlements. Once we have done so, those particular cases will be dismissed. The terms and amounts of the settlement are confidential. We won't comment further on the settlement for these cases. So it does seem like grand juries, indictments, new plaintiffs, the reporting, the excellent reporting done, by the way, in Sports Illustrated and The Athletic, the reporters who I think did a great job, you know, getting firsthand statements from the women involved, doing the investigative reporting, screenshots from Deshaun Watson, things like that. It does seem like it is wrapping up. It does seem like the Cleveland Browns camp and Deshaun Watson's camp definitely, I think, wanted this to be settled, wanted it to be settled as soon as possible so they can get information and reporting on, will Watson be suspended? How long will he be suspended for? Remember, Ezekiel Elliott suspended in a case that ended up being settled. So I would anticipate, Craig, that we are going to get some more reporting on this very soon.
Yeah, and no doubt we'll have this covered for you coming up later today on Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. And so naturally, that's a big story for us and obviously for fantasy football as well. I'll save some more commentary for that coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern today. That'll do it for our show. Thanks, of course, to our friends at LTN for doing a great job. Our graphics department, Danny, Ryan, awesome as well. Good to have Brett Levy producing the show back in the house, no question. And also for my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Coming up next is The Early Line and then Newswire, 2 o'clock Eastern. So I hope to see you then. Hope you have a great lunch. Keep it on the grid. We'll have fun the rest of the day. See you then.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.